May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The disciples just don't get it. In the verses right before the gospel passage that we have today, Jesus tells the disciples one more time that the Son of Man is to be handed over to the authorities, be crucified and put to death, and on the third day rise again. It is the third time in Mark's gospel that Jesus has explained to them what to expect is going to happen next. And for the third time, the disciples' response is, well, who gets to sit at your right hand when you come in glory? The disciples just don't get it. They think that while Jesus may be facing suffering and death, they presume, despite all their time with him, that things will mostly work the way they are accustomed to things working. Jesus will die, yes, that's true, but then God will do something amazing and things will go just the way we expect. God will throw down the authorities and he will raise us up. Those of us who have been stomped on, we're going to get back ours. Those of us who've never gotten a chance to sit at the table or sit in the right hands of power, we're going to get to sit in those places and to stand in the right hand of power. We're going to get what we deserve, because that's what's going to happen in God's kingdom. The people who have been lording it over us will become our slaves, and we will finally be the masters. The disciples just don't get it. Because what Jesus has been trying to tell them is that God's kingdom does not work like the kingdoms of this world. In God's kingdom, those who are powerful do not simply become the object of slavery and the object of oppression. Those who are great and powerful are the ones who serve. Those who are the most honored and respected are the very people that we usually don't honor and respect. The people who have no power will be the very same people who are served and helped and aided. We're not simply reversing things. We're changing the way everything is done. Those who are great, are honored, respected, have great status, they are the ones who are servants, who have no status, whose sole being is to help others. But the disciples just don't get it. It's easy for us to think that they must have been more clueless than most. Because after all, they've had all of this time with Jesus. They've had all kinds of teaching. They've had Jesus' example. Surely, if they were even remotely capable people like, you know, us, they would get it. Let's be clear. It's easy to think that they must just be denser and dumber than any of us. Except that, you know what? When I look around at the way the church interacts with the world, I can find plenty of examples of moments when we clearly just don't get it either. Because it turns out that some of the things that the church gets its knickers in a twist over and that we decide we're going to take on the powers of this world for, because no one should have sports practice on Sunday morning when we have our Sabbath. They should stop that. We do that and we worry about that, even though we're not terribly concerned about other people having sports practice on their Sabbath. We mustn't promise being a Christian nation. We must say Merry Christmas. When we take up causes that are more about making it convenient to be Christians, not having to make hard choices about whether we should shop on Sunday morning or whether we should go to work on Sunday morning or whether we should go to church on Sunday morning, when we decide that is the pressing issue that Christians need to focus on and deal with and bring society into compliance with, we sound an awful lot like James and John. When we decide that it is our convenience and our ordering of society so that we are not forced to make sacrifices, we are not asked to make difficult choices, instead of pouring our time and our energy into justice, into helping those who have the least, into serving the poor, into making sure no one goes hungry, into seeing that everybody who is sick is healed, when we decide those are the important things and not serving the least of these, we are just like James and John saying, so Jesus, once everything goes our way, who gets to be in the seats of power? It turns out, quite often, we don't get it any better than the disciples did. But you know what? The disciples did eventually get it. Because we're sitting here today because those disciples, they ran away at the crucifixion. They were totally dismayed and horrified when things didn't go the way they thought it might. But when Jesus sat with them in that upper room, when he broke bread with them in that upper room, something changed. They finally got it. They realized that they hadn't been fighting all this time and hoping for simply a reversal. They realized that what God was offering was a completely new way of being in relationship with one another, a completely different way of being in the world, that God's welcome was going to be for everyone, and that by serving, they would be part of that. James, as it turns out, was martyred by Herod Agrippa. Mark's gospel doesn't tell us that, but we get the hint of it in Jesus' words on this day. Yes, you will drink the cup of suffering that I drink. They would indeed suffer and die, and they would be raised to life in Christ. We may be just as clueless as the disciples at times, but like them, we too share the cup and share baptism into death of Christ. And that means that we also are invited into that kingdom which works very, very differently. We also are instructed in how to live by serving all, not by seeking to be served. We can give up those things of authority and power, those opportunities of honor and status, in favor of pouring our time and our attention and our energy into bringing about God's kingdom by serving the poor and feeding the hungry and healing the sick. We might need reminding now and again. After all, 3 times the disciples still didn't get it. So maybe we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves if sometimes we too need to remind one another that those aren't the important things. But God has given us in baptism and in the cup of Christ, the opportunity to live as citizens of God's kingdom, to serve one another, because that's what it truly means to be great, and to love Christ, even if sometimes we need a little reminding. Amen.